Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound with me, Shane.
And me, Louise. And Tessie, who's a dog, Omni.
And we have two mics, no filter and no idea.
Literally, no idea.
And that's why we need you guys, the pounders.
Pound away, people. Pound. I can't do it.
I quite like that catchphrase, pound away.
I do too.
Yeah, so what we need you guys to join our Patreon. There's three different tiers at the minute, isn't there, where you can get different perks. Is perks the right word? Different perks, depending on what tier. You can join for free.
You can. And it's called Sort of a Pound because we're asking people to sort of donate sort of a pound to help with our costs and overhead. Yep. And just, you know, so we've got a bit of pocket money from doing this because it actually takes up a surprising amount of Shane's time. Bless him.
We just need Louise to turn up.
That is actually not what I do. Turn up with a dog.
With a dog.
But yes, and it's called Sort of a Pound because it's all American, is Patreon, and you sort of can't charge a pound, can you? Because it's all
American. No, they change all the amounts that you guys see.
They take your fees. It's Sort of a Pound because it run you round it down with fees. Do you know you get charged VAT?
Yes.
So our Sort of a Pound is actually £1.80 out of people.
Sort of a Pound and VAT. So that doesn't come up with a really good, like,
doesn't sound as
tagline. Sort of a pound and VAT.
So yeah, Sort of a Pound.
So if you've got the
Were you on a roll there?
Yeah, well, no, what were you saying?
I was just going to say the other tiers as well.
Oh, there is other tiers where you can get, so you can watch the podcast early. So we're
watch
launching
the podcast, or you can listen to us.
Well, watch and or listening.
Oh, did you get that on your first tier?
No, I think that's the middle one. Okay. I think that's the middle one where you can watch or listen.
And that's sort of a tenner. But that's, actually, rather than getting over a tenner, this one's under a tenner.
It's actually under a tenner.
But including VAT.
Plus VAT. Where less you can actually watch, you can actually watch this VAT podcast, I think the day before it comes out.
Oh.
Yeah, because we launch like Wednesday. And then that's available to watch the Tuesday.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's also tons of extra bonus content, long form videos of us talking other shit topics that happen to come up whilst filming these that have amused us.
We've been here an hour and a half already. Yeah. Only opening the third episode.
So yes, if you have got the time, please follow the link. There's be somewhere down below if you're like on Spotify or go on the socials or Insta.
So we launched our Insta this week, didn't we? Ahead of launching, because we're recording these
A bit ahead of time.
So by the time this comes out, we'll have actually have launched the podcast. We've not actually launched it yet, have we?
No, we're filming episode 3 before the launch.
So we launched the Instagram. So, and we're, well, we're not breaking the internet, are we? I think it's almost like the internet is broken. We've got a few followers.
But it's slowly building. So what we need, we just need you guys just to
engage.
Maybe slowly pound away.
A nice slow pounding is a lovely
thing. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, are you talking from experience?
From all of my other podcasts. Anywho,
so yes, and top tiers, you get to come on the, well, we want everyone to come on the show, but we'll shout your names out. We'll have your names going across the bottom.
I think if you join the top tier, you are guaranteed the topic. We'll talk about whatever you want. And if you have listened to our first episode, you can also have a photocopied hoo-ha. We don't know whom's that.
I don't think that was in the first. I think that's a Patreon bonus video.
Oh, is it?
I think that's to do with the macar. Is it no or dough?
Macar.
What's Mikado? The chocolate? Meccano.
Oh, Meccado.
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 And
yeah.
I'm sure you'd have seen it on like the social somewhere, pokies. But there was loads of extra stuff that we talked about.
Okay. Well, that would make any sense. Okay.
Well, they might.
Oh, maybe a short clip that could go on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I think it might be somewhere.
Okay.
Who knows?
In the ether.
So we've now gone virtual because we've got some actual pounder audio clips to play.
Excellent.
Which you have no idea. They've been pounding away. You have no idea what they're about to to say. So this is the celebrity encounters, but we're going to apologise for the audio because, as usual, Louise is so old, she couldn't get the technology to work.
I was reliant on my co-host Shane, who knows things about technology, well, who still couldn't get it to work.
Well, I reckon if I was there, I would be able to get it to work, but trying to sort you out virtually is very difficult. Not that I'd want to sort you out ever.
No, thank you.
We're joined by Hugo as well. He couldn't let Tessie have the spotlight.
Hugo Pugo.
Okay, so we've had Dan and John send in some stories about their celebrity encounters. There's actually three stories here, separate encounters. And it's been a while since I've listened to them, so I can't remember. So I'm going to play the clip of the first one. It's your good old friend from your local town. Okay, you ready?
Okay, so John, tell me what your... Remember when you said that you had an encounter with Jeremy Clarkson?
Yeah.
You had two, right?
So the first one was playing rugby for Chipper Norton, and his son played the year below, and we were playing them. And I tackled his son, and he called me a ginger bastard.
Oh, I know!
And the second one...
The son called you a ginger bastard? No, Jeremy Clarkson called him a ginger bastard.
It was Jeremy Carr. Jeremy Clarkson.
Jimmy Carr.
And then the second one...
I paused it. So it was Jeremy Clarkson that called him a ginger bastard. I know. Can you believe it? I'll play the rest of it.
That's racist against the gingers. Did I tell you that thing about Apple?
Yeah, is that right?
Unbelievable, isn't it? Like,
what's happened there?
It must be an Apple employee. Got to be.
What's changing? What is it?
The word. So there's the
auto-dictate
function.
Oh, yes.
If you say racist, it immediately changes it to Trump. Brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant.
The ideas that people have. Okay, so there's the second part of this story about Jeremy Clarkson. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Was, I can't remember what road it was, but there was like a big Range Rover. I was on my bike on the road. And then they went to get out and open the door as I was going past. So I stopped and called him a prick.
Yeah.
And I looked at Jeremy Clarkson again. And he was just like, fuck you, bastard!
Did he call me a wanker?
I might have been wanker the second time. It was a long time. That was a long time. That was also when I was like 16, 17, to be fair. So that was a long time ago. The first one I remember more because it was obviously playing rugby and I just looked up and he's just spitting venom at me, calling me a ginger bastard.
He's rugby, surely.
So the first one, Jeremy Clarkson calling John a ginger bastard. What do you think of that?
Tackling his son, though, but surely it's a game of rugby. So.
It is a game of rugby and that is what you do.
You shouldn't be racist against the gingers.
Is it racist? It's not. Is it racist? What do you call it?
It's like a protected characteristic, isn't it?
I don't know if it is. It's like, oh, I'm a blonde, fake blonde, but I'm a blonde and you're a
grey head. People don't use like,
grey head.
Oh, they're so blonde. As, oh yeah, actually they do, don't they? They're so blonde. But they don't use it as like a form of, what's the word, derogatory, do they? A derogation?
What?
No, we're going to have to cut this bit
we're
out.
Going to have just... to, we're going to Google some words. I don't know. What is the word? It's not a protected characteristic. If any of our pounders know what this is, please. Is it racist? No. Okay, so they have also sent through another story. I can't remember what this one is.
How do you know John came from the Cotswolds? This is becoming a Cotswolds podcast.
It is. I can't remember what this is, so this is going to be a surprise to me as well, because I've forgotten. Okay, you ready? Story number two.
So I used to work for the taxi company in Oxford, and we were doing, like, handing out free shit at Freshers for Oxford Uni. And someone went, there's Emma Watson. And I was like, fucking hell, Hermione. We used to have a little drink when we were doing it, to be fair. And so I was like, I'm going to give Hermione some fucking real car shit. Or taxi shit. And I went running up to her and was like, Hermione.
You called her Hermione.
I'm going to pause it there. Can you imagine running up to a person, a celebrity, and calling them by their character's that name.
All the time, especially when you are Hermione.
I know, and this has probably happened when she was playing Hermione in the Harry Potter films. I'll carry on with the clip.
Do you know what? I've never seen...
Go on.
I've never seen the Harry Potter films.
What? Hang on a minute.
I got halfway through the first one. I just got a bit bored.
No. What? I think there's going to be some pounders hate here for you. No, you've never...
I like the books. The books are brilliant.
Oh, okay. But why did you get bored with the films?
I don't know. It's just boring. But I got bored watching Alien the other day.
What, the new Alien or the...
The original. I'll watch them in order. I have seen it before, honestly. They wake up from that bit in stasis where they've got those like weird nappy things on.
Yeah.
They have a bit of breakfast. They get a bit of a message that something's wrong. They go off, they launch their poddy thingamajig. And then they land on this thing which looks like it's like a dead like giant or something. They're just walking over it. I started falling asleep. Dog knew I was starting falling asleep. And she, like, came and sat in front of me, like, on me. So I couldn't see the telly anywhere. I thought, I can't be doing with it.
I get it. I think me and Andy watched the recent Alien one. And it's, you know when they try and spoof a film? Not spoof film. Reboot a film and it's trying to be the original, but it's never going to be as good as the original.
Did you still have Sigourney Weaver in it?
No, it was like, I don't know what time period it's set. I think it's set after the Sigourney era, but it's almost like the exact same thing, you know, where like the alien bursts out the belly and all that shit. Yeah, it's not good. But back to Hermione Granger, the story.
Sorry. So, yes, we've digressed already.
He called her Hermione.
I was trying to hand her this like hexagonal highlighter with different colours on it and a thing. She basically got kicked out. Like, so she went to just walk in the main door. And the security clearly didn't know who she was.
And it's scary and watch Harry Potter either.
Sort of thing, she's not a student here. So she was walking around to the back door to get in. And then, caught up with her, tried to give her this hexagonal lighter. Sort of stopped her by standing in front of her a little bit. And she just looked at me with like this disgusted look on her face. I'm just like, ugh. And then just like pushed past me and kind of walking. Didn't take my highlighter or my fucking leaflet for the taxi company either.
Like, how dare you hand me a flyer? How dare you hand me a highlighter?
Probably poor Emma Watson going off to uni, having been a child star.
Yeah.
Just wanted a kind of an anonymous background in the hallowed halls of Oxford and gets John Hermione
hounded by the pounder. I get it, because kid stars are susceptible to, you know, the fame, and they go like, you know, like how like the Lindsay Lohans and the Macaulay Culkins, when they just struggle with it. So probably didn't help that this rando just came up to her after she got denied entry into the, was it the uni?
I think so. She was probably
just really upset that the security man didn't realise she was Hermione Granger. And then there's this weirdo behind her going, Hermione, Hermione.
Or maybe she was really annoyed because the bouncer wouldn't let her in because she thought she was like having an argument with a boyfriend who's shouting down the street at Hermione.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not having this kind of trouble in here.
Yeah, can't have these domestics in this university. And
like anything like Harry Potter.
They don't get together. They should have got together. That is the debate. That's probably one of them unpopular opinions.
Well, like Amazon being too expensive.
Yeah, like Amazon being too expensive. We've got one final story about a Notting Hill pub meeting a cast of a soap and something happening in said
sort of a pound
pub.
Or an actual soap?
An actual soap. Not sort of a pound soap, an actual British soap. So are you ready for this one?
When we was at Notting Hill Carnival, it was raining and we were miserable and cold. So we were trying to get off the streets. And obviously most things are boarded up during Notting Hill Carnival. But somewhere around it, not sure where exactly, we managed to find this little pub that was open. And Hollyoaks cast, some of them were like behind the bar working this pub. I'm not sure if it's because it's their pub or what was going on at all. But we went in there. And the very first thing, I can't remember the dude's name, right? But it's the guy that was like in it for years that used to be in like the calf or something.
Tony.
As we're walking up to the bar, I was like, I'm sure that's the bloke from Hollyoaks. As he was telling a young couple to get out because they were absolutely fucked. This is, by the way, this is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon because the guy was finger blasting the woman up against the bar.
Sweet. I did not know that was going that way.
We didn't know it was going that way either. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. Do you know what? Any police officer that I know, they hate the Notting Hill Carnival. They hate it with a passion. And do you know all the people who board up their houses? Mm. Like everybody pees in like their gardens.
Oh, I've never been to the Notting Hill Carnival. I've been to Notting Hill area once many, 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 many years ago, but I don't know much about it. But that's shit that they're just pissing in people's gardens.
I know they're pissing people's gardens, yeah.
I've got a funny story about something I did years ago. We'll just add this to the podcast, as we always do. But this was years ago. I went back to Harrow to meet some friends from uni. And we ended up at some other people's house. And they gave me some Malibu, because that's the only drink they had. And I don't like coconut anyway. And I was like, oh, this is going to make me feel a bit sick. So I just wandered into their back garden, threw up and thought, oh no, what am I going to wipe my mouth with? I saw this white T-shirt hanging on the washing line. So I just proceeded to wipe my mouth with the T-shirt, wander back in like nothing had happened. Never saw them. Actually, I think I did see them years later, but they clearly hadn't realised it was me.
They probably didn't put two and two together about the vom on the T-shirt.
Yeah, I can't believe people did that in gardens.
Malibu vom.
Malibu vom. It's either goo or a vom story with me.
Yes.
Hi, we're Dan and John, and you're listening to Sort of a Pound.
We pounded away, and so should you.
What I want to talk to you about today is something that you have a lot of. First world problems. Now, the reason I bring this up is I did have a first world problem this week. A really bad first world problem.
Champagne problem.
It was life-changing. I was horrified, mortified, and really upset. So, as you know, so this week, Andy had to go back to Norfolk for a few days. So I didn't have the car. So I've been stuck here on the yard by myself.
Oh, dear.
And Thursday, I helped out on the yard to cover Andy. And I was exhausted. I haven't worked on the yard probably in nearly 2 years. I haven't mucked out more than one stable.
So how long you've worked for me now?
Near, it's coming up to 2 years in August.
Wow, was this?
I know. So,
where's time gone?
Time's a whole other subject. Know. Like, it gets faster and faster the older you get.
Yeah, of course it does.
And I was exhausted. Like, I hadn't...
Exhausted.
And I don't know how them girls
now, bear
do
in mind,
today.
You have got the wrestling. And I have, you do your PT.
Yes, I do. But... as I always say with anything, and I can't remember if we've spoke about this before in one of the other episodes, is that it's a whole different, like, muscle group. Like, shoving the shit up onto the muck heap. You don't do that in, like, PT. It's like this whole...
No, that's true.
And, like, mucking out. It's just, you're...
And even carrying hay bales and stuff like that.
Yes, and I
good
do carry...
Good strength work, though.
It is good strength work, and but it is a whole different kettle of fish. Like when I went... pole dancing. I can't remember if we've mentioned this before, but
I think we might have.
We may have, but I'll briefly touch on it. It might have been an extra, I can't remember.
If only we did this and we're organised.
That's extra content, if not. So I went pole dancing. Oh, God, it must have been...
It wasn't that long ago.
Maybe a month ago, maybe a bit longer.
Longer than that, I'd say.
Maybe in January at some point.
Yeah.
And when I went, the strength... them girls had
proper core.
The core, yeah, but it's not just the core, it's the arms, it's the legs. because you need to hold yourself up. So I'm used to rope climbing in the gym.
Yeah.
And with rope climbing, you use your feet to hold yourself up. Like you wrap the rope around your feet and then you pull yourself up with it.
Yep.
You can't do that with a pole because you can't wrap a pole around your feet. No, you have to use your knees.
Could you use your heels? Are heels advantageous? Mm, no.
Because the pole is slightly slippy. Well, I'm trying to demonstrate it to you here now. So, I'm for those watching, I'm wrapping my feet around. Imagine my microphone.
Listening, it's imagine my microphone being
the pole.
Okay.
My feet are behind it, like my side, but my knees would, like, hook like that, so that almost you're gripping with your.
So your inner thighs are.
Well, in your calves, really. Ooh. But them girls, how them girls do that and then pull themselves up loads and then hold themselves there. So they can pull themselves up and, like, honestly, I don't know how they do it. How they do that every week. I was exhausted after one. But because it was nothing like normal gym stuff.
No.
Oh, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Excellent.
You know, the one thing I did, the maneuver that we did that I enjoyed the most was, oh, shit, what's it called? I think it was called, like, the helicopter.
That sounds interesting.
So, where you hold the pole and then you like flick your legs like over. That was fun.
That was
really fun. And I could do that one, so that made me happy.
Okay.
But going back to it, yeah. So
first world problems then.
The yard.
Champagne.
So
problems.
I got in. I ran a really hot bath, made myself a gin and tonic, and had a bath for about an hour because I was filthy. I stunk like horse piss. My
horse
hands
piss.
Were just horse piss.
Like from the stables?
From the stables.
Okay.
Some of them stunk. And then afterwards I thought, I'm going to go downstairs and make myself a coffee. And then, as you know, I'd bought that really posh coffee
you
machine.
Have. It's and lovely.
And then I go to make myself a coffee and I've run out of coffee beans. And actually, thinking about it, this is all your fault because prior to reworking with you, I never really used to drink coffee. I was a tea man.
Sorry,
and you know where I'm going with this now, don't you? We have this weird tradition that when we're both in the office, we'll go across the road to the coffee place.
We are lucky enough to work opposite a coffee roastery. Oh, that place
is really nice.
It's such good coffee. The people in there are so amazing. Shout out to Jericho Coffee Traders. Opposite.
It is really nice coffee.
Oh,
and
it's incredible.
I started having Americanos there.
Yep.
And I thought, this is really nice. Because I don't like instant coffee, you know, like the shitty stuff.
So I'm drinking now.
What, instant?
Yeah.
And it's just not as nice,
disposable
is it?
Coffee.
You call it disposable coffee, don't you? Yeah.
Because I can remember the word instant one day. So I just went on. Disposable coffee.
And then I thought, me and Andy decided one day to buy a coffee machine.
Did you and Andy? Does Andy drink coffee, does he?
Andy drinks a lot of coffee.
Does he?
So
okay.
If you know Andy, he has to have two coffees in the morning when he has his break. It's this weird, like, funny thing. It's mentioned in the musical as well as a joke, like in joke, that he has to have two coffees before he'll go back out. So he'll have his coffee in the morning that I make him and then two more coffees.
Oh, my God.
So coffee machine just makes sense.
It does make sense. Because I remember that conversation and I said to you, how about you think of something slightly unusual and keep some money in your bank account?
But we have used that
machine so
much. And then it started getting me into coffee again. And so I've been trying different sorts of beans, and our other colleague from work who likes coffee, it was like,
we'll call him.
She likes coffee as well.
She does.
And she let me know about, like, how different. I didn't know, like, it has different grinds, it has different things. Different beans have different flavors and all that shit. So I've been trying
loads.
You
didn't know this.
Well,
you can't go to coffee roastery. You know, I've seen them from different countries.
But before, I didn't drink coffee. I used to drink tea.
Notes of strawberry, notes of hibiscus.
Notes of orange.
Indeed.
So yeah,
you grind, because even when you go over to JCT over the road and you ask for your beans to be ground, if you haven't got your own grinder, they say, what are you going to use it in? Because if you use it in a French press or a cafetiere or those little Italian things that you boil the water, that boil the water and then it comes out the top. Or if you've got a coffee machine, whatever way you do it, they ask you how you want your beans ground.
Yeah. How to grind.
They do ask you, you're grinding. Good grind. So anyway, back to your first world problem.
I was like, oh my God, I haven't got any coffee left in the house and I can't go out.
And there
was
no disposable.
I wouldn't drink it.
No.
And I've now got into that routine that every morning, like the equivalent time where we would normally go get our coffee when I'm working from home,
nice.
I will go down and make myself a posh coffee, as I call it.
Nice.
I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
And there was no, like, if you gave it a bit of a shake, there was no, like, literally.
It was literally, when you were pressing the button to it to grind, it was like going, and like dying. So I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
No car.
No car.
Coffee beans.
There's nowhere, like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's not like there's a shop nearby to go get some coffee beans.
Your bike?
No. Not here.
You've got an helicopter, a name. You could have Alice's.
Alice's bike. Yeah. I know. Yeah, but the closest is probably like Daventry, and that's 6 miles on a bike. I'm not going there.
By the time, you're not, are you?
However, something come to the save. Amazon. I couldn't believe it. I went on Amazon straight away. I was like, Amazon might have some next day delivery before 1 p.m.
No.
Yeah. And I ordered...
Why am I so surprised? It's Amazon. It sells everything.
Well, I ordered... No, this is quite embarrassing and Andy's going to be shocked. I ordered £40 worth of coffee beans.
Because you work opposite a coffee registry. Like, beautiful coffee. They have coffee from, like, everywhere around the world.
But I needed coffee sooner than that. So I ordered £40 worth of coffee.
If it wasn't nice?
Well, it's not the greatest, but anyway, it turned up at 8:30 in the morning.
You are.
I was like, bonus. I couldn't believe when they knocked on the door and there was my coffee at 8:30 so I could have my morning
now,
coffee.
Now, I was going to raise this as a podcast for another day. Unpopular opinions, which probably will do as a podcast.
I'm sure we've got loads of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Between me and you. Very unpopular, have been very unpopular.
Cancelled.
Absolutely. Unpopular opinion, Amazon's expensive. Even if you pay for your delivery in your Amazon Prime, I find it really expensive
do
for some things.
You?
I do.
Do
I tried to buy some, and again, units of time. So have you heard of Units of Time? Units of Time is from a film called About a Boy. Now, this wasn't me. Somebody else brought Units of Time to my attention. But on the film About a Boy, Hugh Grant and his character fills Units of Time because his dad...
Are you saying you wanted to buy the film Units of Time?
No.
Oh.
You want to fill Units of Time. So, is there a film, Units of Time?
I don't know. I thought that's what you were then talking about. I thought you were talking about that film with... Justin Timberlake, where on their wrists they have like how much time they've got left, and if it runs out, you die.
I've no idea what
and,
you're
like,
about.
You can top up your time.
No idea what you're about. How do you buy time? Or
yes, you buy time.
Do you get like time given to you if you do good deeds
and like if you work and things? And but like obviously, the richer you are, the more time you have.
What if you just get pissed and have a bit of a lie?
I don't think you can die. Oh, I think you can like exchange time. It's got that her out of Mamma Mia in as well.
Here we go again, my.
Oh, God. What's the young one called? The young girl in Mamma Mia?
I don't know. I know, I can see her face.
Amanda Seyfried or Seyfried. Seyfried, I don't know how you pronounce it.
Siegfried.
No. I think it is Seyfried.
I don't think you're right.
Well, Pounders correct us.
But oh, yeah,
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No. So, the Hugh Grant film About a Boy. So his dad, the premise of this is going to be a rubbish podcast, but the, so the premise of it, he writes, his dad has written a Christmas number one and he never has to work, doesn't Hugh Grant? So he fills units of time throughout the day. So now I fill units of time. So I do crafty things sometimes.
Right,
so
yeah.
This week, not crafty, but I've started making kombucha.
What's kombucha?
kombucha is fermented tea. It's really good for your gut health. So essentially, you make some tea, you cool it, you add a bit of sugar, and the fermentation process, I think, takes then the sugar out, and it becomes vaguely a tiny, tiny bit alcoholic, but it's really, really, really good. It's lots of bacteria and really, really good for your gut health.
Is it like to cleanse you?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just so, I don't know, it's just good for you. And the health food shop in Chipping Norton called Oates used to sell the most amazing kombucha. I think it was called the Big Boosh. Makes sense.
That is a brand of tea. Is it? Is that what I'm thinking of? Kombucha?
Kombucha's, it's just, you can get it in cans and stuff. It's quite expensive to buy.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
but
I know what you're on about.
Boosh at Oates, they had to stop selling it because they couldn't get it anymore. So I Googled it. This is completely off tangent. And it's by this brewery in Birmingham called Purity Beer. And I think they've stopped making it. Probably the beer's done really well. So I thought, I can't get the kombucha anymore. I'll try and make my own. So you make it. So it's just cold tea with a bit of sugar in it. And you buy this thing called a SCOBY, which I think is just a disc of bacteria.
Mm.
So you put this disc of bacteria.
Like a little Petri dish.
It's like the inside of a Petri dish, yeah. That's exactly what it is, right? And it's all the pictures that I've got of it. And you leave it for like 5 to 9 days and you're meant to keep it like quite warm. I thought, my house isn't that warm, but we'll see how we get on with it.
Were you there with the hairdryer?
I put a hat on the bottom. Like on the bottom of the jug, there's a hat. In fact, the hat's over there. That was the kombucha.
The woolly hat. I thought it was going to be like a, you know, like almost Western one. Where it can sit in.
So to fill the units of time and for my gut health, I've made some kombucha. Now, all the pictures of your kombucha, you've got your SCOBY floating on top.
Right.
What you do is you take your SCOBY out after like 5 to 9 days, and then you take it out, then you can do a second fermentation where it starts going fizzy. So, but my SCOBY's like followed, but my earth was telling me units of time. So another unit of time, I decided to, this was at Christmas when I was doing Christmas. So we did everybody at Christmas dinner, like name tags to right. like, so but out of clay, like self-hardening clay. So I've got all this self-hardening clay. So why don't Stacey Solomon make an egg carrier out of like, so what's it called? Self-drying clay. And then you get serviettes and you kind of put your serviettes. And you kind of wet it into your thing. So it looks all nice and stuff. It's all very crafty. So I thought, I just need to go to a shop. So I did go to a shop to buy serviettes the other day, paper napkins. And they'd only got like plain white ones and red ones. So that's not going to look nice on my egg holder. So I look on Amazon, cheapest serviettes on Amazon were like $6.99 because you've got to buy like a catering packet of 3,000.
It's all right if you're having a party.
Well, yeah, fine if you're having a party, but I only wanted one to put on my egg holder.
So you think Amazon is... I think it varies depending on what you want.
Okay, if you go to Chipping Norton, there's a shop. Everybody goes to Chipping Norton, even if you're like just a tourist, you'll go to this place because it's like Arkwright store. It's called Gill & Co. And it sells everything, like everything. It's a hardware store, essentially, but they've got a cookware bit, they've got a pet food bit, they cut keys. Like, honestly, people, if you're local or not local, just keep going there because you need to support this kind of sort of business. And I went to buy a plug because I've accidentally...
A plug
from the kitchen sink. Because I've lost it somehow.
Probably, a plug for your sink?
Yes, my kitchen sink.
What do you mean?
A plug?
Oh, a plug! Not like...
I'm sorry.
A socket plug.
No, what do you call that thing that you put just on the water running out of your sink? What do you call that?
Well, you're a plug. But in my head, I thought, fucking hell, you are posh. Your sink gets plugged in. I thought it was like one of them, like, you know, in America you get a lot of waste disposals.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to be, I need you to plug for my waste disposal.
Not that fancy pants. Anyway, so I've obviously been cleaning my sink, chucked the plug out, so I've not had a plug for a while. So I go over to Gill & Co. and I buy it. So I've looked on Amazon, because I've got Amazon Prime, so I looked on Amazon. And they're like, they were really, it's been like a five. I went over to Gill & Co. It's £2.50.
I just think it's dependent on what you want.
And when you want it.
And when you want it. So you sometimes have to be really clever. So like Andy doesn't drink normal cow's milk.
No, he drinks
oat milk. And so I will always see how much. Sometimes it's on offer in Tesco's and it's cheaper Tesco's. But sometimes it's on offer in on Amazon for a lot less. But now they've started doing bigger ones from Amazon for a hell of a lot less, for okay. cheaper than the smaller ones in Tesco's.
Okay.
So I do buy bulk.
Like I've noticed bulk you buyer. Have a wall of in your kitchen. It's not actually good for you, is oh, we'll have
this
to go
goes
that
back.
Bit.
That
but
goes...
it's got oil in it, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I know we spoke definitely spoke about this with Yogurtgate. With my friend Ursula's ultra high processed foods. It's got all the stuff that
yes.
you shouldn't probably have.
So is that stuff? But probably can't mention that. We'll probably have to cut that bit
bleep
out.
It because, out. We'll bleep yeah, it yeah. out. But a lot, so many of them. I think one that is good is Plenish.
Okay.
I think it's called Plenish.
Well, the good yogurt, Jess's Ladies yogurt.
Jess's Ladies, yeah.
Jess's Ladies yogurt, they also do kefir. And it's brilliant.
Have what's you, that?
Kefir is... it's more fermented stuff. So I think... So I
get
think,
into your fermented...
yeah, I am into my fermented. It's good for cells. Your good health. Do you know gut health, mental health, big relationship? There's like this venous nerve or something, isn't there? Vagus nerve. Vegas nerve could be completely something else. Do not get on my nerves in Vegas. anyway, the gut health, mental health, and there's this nerve that I think travels from one to the other. Right. And you meant to anyway, who? Do
someone correct us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have no idea.
Yeah, no, we really don't. But you are meant to have good gut health, so we really yeah. do try. So kefir, I think, and please do correct us, people, is, I think it's fermented milk, but it takes the lactose out of milk. Oh, so it, yeah. like, burns the... So the fermentation process takes the sugar out of it. Now, my friend makes her own, like, and you can get the little, I know, little globules. I don't know what the name is.
I don't know how to do your word. Own globule.
I quite like it. Little globule. Moist.
Oh no! That
I
should
love
be
the
a,
word
that
moist.
Should be a whole other topic.
Oh,
like words.
Be. Words that you hate.
Because I go into this subject a lot, but we're really digressing.
It's like me with a moist January. I wasn't doing dry January. I was doing moist January. Well, I've got too many things on to do dry January, haven't I? So.
But you're not drinking now.
No, I'm not drinking now.
So your globules.
Oh yeah, my globules. So my friend makes her own. And they'll say kombucha. Then she doesn't. It's only me doing kombucha. She makes her own kefir. But her kefir, it must be so good, but it smells, and in my opinion, tastes of vomit. But it's meant to be like, but it really, really strong. But Jess's Ladies kefir, it's just like drinking yogurt.
And that doesn't smell like vomit?
No.
Do you know what? I mentioned
but
this not
again,
that long ago.
It's got...
What reminds me of vomit? Snake bite.
Because you have vomed after.
No. Well, I think it's...
Snake bite's lager and cider mixed together.
No, what, no.
With black
yeah,
that's snake bite. That's called a snake bite and black. Snake bite and black.
That might be the one.
It was half
of.
Lager, half cider, topped
of,
off with black currant.
Yeah, I just have
the classic
memories
of a 90s student.
Well,
50p
that was
a
back
pint
when
in my
I,
uni.
Yeah, when I was in uni at the student union bar, when people would buy that, the smell would just make me feel sick because it smelled like sick.
But it's just lager
yeah, but
and cider.
I don't know, but it just changes. Maybe it fermented. In the glass.
Good for your gut health, people.
Probably, yeah.
Is it at this point not to incur legal fees that we have to say we are not professionals on anything and none of the
our opinions are our own opinions.
Our own opinions. Any advice given is just from our lives and should not be taken in any literal form whatsoever.
At all.
Ever.
Well, that's a good legal disclaimer. We should put that at the beginning of each episode.
I think we need...
The opinions of these two are their own opinions and not that of the rest of the world. Please do not take their advice.
On anything. Why was I telling you about the kefir? Just because I want to.
We're talking about Amazon. Kefir.
Bangs are getting in the way.
I don't actually know where you were going with said story.
No, maybe I just want to tell you about my kefir because, you know, I'm bigging up Jess
so
and the ladies.
So do you not think, though, all of that is another first world problem? You're complaining that Amazon is a couple of pounds too expensive.
I think it is. I think Jeff Bezos is rich enough as it is. And they don't pay the tax.
That is a whole other issue that they don't pay the tax.
There was a thing in the paper, and I'm going to get this wrong, and it was something like Jeff Bezos had you know, popped somewhere. And in his pop, probably the loo or something, his pop had just made like 30 million quid, something didn't matter.
Yeah,
4 minutes worth of trading or something. It's just like, oh, tell us what it is.
A lot of passive income for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but then I am quite curious about these people who use it as a resale platform. So they go to like Booker's or like any cash and carry out there.
Do they?
And they buy like big sets of Lego where they're on offer. What's the other? Not Booker's. Booker's, I think, is food. Isn't
like,
it? Costco.
Costco. Costco. Yeah. I've got some stories about Costco.
Have you? You've got stories about everything. I think I've got a Tessie hair in my mouth.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so they go off and they buy Lego sets from Costco at like, I don't know, 15 quid. So then they've got this app which checks how much they're selling for on Amazon.
Oh, yes.
So they send them off to like Amazon Warehouse and sell them for like 30 quid each. And yeah, they do make like, you know, 15 quid on every sale. But time value of money and everything, you've got to build that into it. You're not going to sell them all at once. So as long as you've got, you know, cash flow sorted out, you're probably all right. But it's not instant cash.
In places to like store it.
And places. No, you send it off. You send it straight off to the Amazon warehouse.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Brand new information.
That is brand new information. I know that Amazon has that thing on their app now where you can take a picture of something and it tells you how much it is or like searches for it.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, that's brand new information.
So Andy did this course the other day on Wednesday, this like marketing and AI course thing. And it got mentioned on there.
That was bum day, wasn't it? When you sent me a picture of your bum.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bum day.
Is that in this podcast?
I don't know.
If it isn't, he didn't send me a picture of his bum. He sent me a picture of his arm, which just looked like his bum.
I think it might be in this. Well, who knows? If not, go on to Patreon and it'll be on there somewhere.
And we'll have a poll whether he actually sent me a picture of his bum, then regretted sending me a picture of his bum, pretended it was his arm, or actually sent me a picture of his arm.
Oh, we could show
you.
Hang on.
Please, no.
Oh, can you imagine if I had a graze that big on my ass cheek? It would not have been comfortable at
all. Well, that's why I assumed you'd send me a picture of it. But look at me, poor me, I've grazed my bum.
So going back to it, we're talking about the AI, yeah. And it got mentioned on there how AI is like taking over the world and all that shit. But Amazon, using that camera thing where you can literally take a picture of something and it tells you how much it is and if they've got it in stock.
Wow, that's
amazing.
That's, wow. I'm going to have to just swap legs because Tessie has made the hiya baby girl, how did you wake up. I just had to swap my legs over because one of them was dying. He was dying. All the blood had been trapped. Oh, baby. Anyway, what were we talking about?
First world problems.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
Oh my god. Understatement of the century. No first world problems.
So thanks.
Practically perfect in every way.
You're not have any champagne problems, which I rant about on a daily basis, or have to get my MP involved in. No first world problems at all.
Not
Mia.
Like the whole. This is in a bonus feature thing. Yogurt gay wasn't really yogurt gay. It was because her neighbours had blocked her sunlight. That is a first world problem.
It is a first world problem.
You were upset because your neighbours blocked your sunlight.
Yeah. 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 And men were sleeping essentially in my bedroom. It's a true story.
I'm surprised you're complaining about that.
Funny.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, if you want to hear that full story.
Yeah, you do need to go onto Patreon, sign up to probably like the middle or higher tier. I can't remember. I think it's on both.
Too good a story. Put in the middle or higher tier. How about we actually track people onto our bottom tier?
Yeah, we can put it on the bottom tier as well.
Be £1.50 plus VAT. You're sort of a pound.
Listen
you're sort
to all
of a pound,
shit.
Which is nearly £2. Sort of a pound, nearly £2, including the VAT.
So do you not have any first world problems that have happened to you recently?
I've got the whole council tax debacle, My MP has just been on Radio 4.
What, talking about your council tax issue?
Do you know what? The funny thing is, it was on Any Questions. And they announced it. And my MP's got a very similar name to somebody that we work with.
Right.
Surname, anyway. and I thought, I know that name. It's my MP name. And I thought, is he going to come on with, like... And I've got a constituent who has recently come to me with a very valid point.
Oh, my God. And you thought that you were going to be mentioned on the radio.
Yeah. Not by name, obviously. You know, you've got to anonymise this stuff, haven't you? But yeah, I did think so. But yeah, but people, like, in all seriousness, and I said this to you, didn't I? Use your MPs more. They're dead easy. If you've got any kind of gripe or issue, contact your MP.
I don't think people know to. That's the thing. Like, I have never really heard to do that.
Oh, I don't do it all the time. I've done it twice in my entire life. And one was on behalf of my sister, and that was a long, long time ago. But yeah, this time I got in touch, and it was just something utterly, utterly ludicrous. Like the world had gone mad. Computer had actually said no. Like, I got, I was querying something, and it is first world. It's not worth going into on a podcast. I queried something and got the most about council tax and got the most ludicrous response to anything I've ever received in my life. It defied all logic whatsoever. And I thought, I'm not sure I have the mental capacity or the patience to go back to these people to itemise how wrong they were on granular level, how appalling this response was and how wrong they were. So I thought, oh, I'm going to make this somebody else's problem, so I make it the problem of my MP. So I just got in touch with my MP. It's dead easy. They all their contact details online. They are our servants. That's why we vote. We live in a democracy. We pay them. And then they have people working for them as well. So you just email them. You don't have to go and see them. You can. They do. They have their...
Well, yeah,
what
we
they
do
called? They have...
Secretary?
No, well, I don't know what the secretary is. No, they have what they called. There are days, clinics. They have clinics where you can actually go and see
really?
Them. Yeah, so when you can actually go and see
is
them.
Is it like that you see on America? In America, on YouTube and all that stuff, where... On the YouTube, where they have like a town hall meeting, and then like you can go in, there's like the panel.
Like on Clarkson's Farm.
Yeah. There's the panel, and you can go up and you can say your point. You've got like a minute to say your point.
Absolutely nothing
like
that.
Is that better than that?
No, you just have a one-to-one. So it's just a man, well, I imagine, I've never done it. I imagine you go into his office and, you know, you get an appointment, and you go and talk to him, and he goes, yes, no. But if you just email them, you probably won't get to speak directly to him. People, it'll be somebody. But they always have better channels to go and speak to people about. So they'll have, you know, if you've got a problem, say, I don't know, with your universal credit or whatever it is, then, you know, they'll have an easy number rather than having to queue for 13 hours to get to the right person. Or they can just, what's the word? Accelerate. They can just accelerate a process, or maybe point out in the subtlest of ways, whereas I'd have been as subtle as subtle thing if I'd have gone back to them. Then, you know, they'll point out maybe the error of the ways of, you know, this response, which is essentially what happened. And the council didn't quite back down, but they gave themselves enough leeway, and then yeah, but they did eventually answer the point that I'd asked them and gave, you know, a roadmap to this.
Well, that is actually very useful information.
It is, isn't it? So this is a public service, but you need to get in touch with your MP. There are all the details. You just, and like, I'd got absolutely no idea who my MP was.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Where do you fall? Where's your constituency? Do you fall into Daventry?
I think so.
Because they recently changed them, because back in the day in Chipping Norton, my MP was David Cameron. But the boundaries changed, so it's now some dude in Bamborough.
I know all the councils have changed a lot. Yeah. And we're really digressing, but I wouldn't have a clue.
No, but...
I
had to actually Google, like, who my
On
MP,
the Google.
On the Google.
Funny thing about that, Andy's mum never knew it was called Google. She used to call it Global. Can you just go on the Global and find me?
No.
Yeah, the global.
Oh, my God. A friend of somebody that I know used to call Wagamamas Wagaramas.
Wagarama.
Wagaramas. Should we go Wagaramas? Doing Wagamamas.
Wagamama. Wagarama.
Wagarama.
Oh, how funny.
On the global.
On the global.
Oh, my God.
Which kind of makes sense because, like, you
I call it Gahoogle, and I think
the
lots
Gahoogle.
Of, and I think lots of people think that I think it's called Gahoogle. I just think it's a better name. Obviously, it's not a number, a Gahoogle. Where's a Google?
A Google, yeah. And do you know where I knew that from? Do you remember?
From me.
No!
I don't know.
Google, that question.
Was that a quiz question?
No, that was the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where that Charles Ingram man cheated and did that.
What's that?
That
I didn't
was his
know
final
that.
Question, I believe.
How many zeros
it's like
in a
one
Google?
With 100 zeros following it. That
I
was
didn't
his
know
million
that.
Pound question. Did you not?
No! That's. Yep. That'd be worth my sort of a pound. £1.50
yes,
plus a pound.
That was his £1 million question where he cheated and won £1 million.
I did not know that.
Oh, well, you now know it.
I do know that.
You do now.
No, that. Well.
I think we've come to the end of this week's episode, but we need to get your guys' thoughts on first world problems, things that...
Yes. So, if you don't already know or you've not listened to us before, so the format of the show is that half of our show, the end half of every show, is us starting the next half.
Next
of the
week's
next
episode.
So the next episode will be you and your guys of first world champagne problems, whereas clearly I don't have any because I get me and Pete sort them out.
Yeah, right.
And Shane's champagne problem is just needed to get Amazon
coffee
involved.
Beans.
So, as we've said before, our examples of stuff aren't very good, so please
come up with
I
some better
ones. I seem
to
get more Yorkshire doing this podcast.
I was really conscious of my, because I'm from Norfolk.
Are
sometimes
you?
I have a Norfolk twang on some words.
I'm becoming more Yorkshire.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Is that strange?
So, yeah.
Isn't that strange? Right, so.
Anyways.
Thank you for listening again. Please join the Patreon to help cover our legal costs.
And until then, make sure you pound away.
Pound away. Say bye, Tessie.
Bye. Say bye.
Say bye-bye. Oh, baby. Did I just wake you up? Say bye. Go back to sleep.